You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm. We will go now to back to the phone lines. Jack and Marion joining us. What's up, Jack?
Nothing much. Like listening to you guys' show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments. I agree with what Mike Pettine did by benching Johnny. It's sending a message to the other players. And not only the other players, it's sending messages to future players that we're going to have that, you know, you just can't come in here and do what you want to do and, you know, get paid for it. I think there should be a lot more benching, if you ask me. You know, you got a blueprint player in Josh McCown. I mean, he plays hurt. He plays for the fans. He plays for the team. He plays for his coaches. So, you know, that's the only comments I had to make. And, you know, I'd like to see a lot more players like Josh McCown on that team.
Absolutely. And I think if you had five more guys like Josh McCown, you know, how much better would you be? Laying it on the line and embracing Cleveland and the toughness of the city in a matter of 8 months?
Absolutely. He was everything that you wanted from this team, from your quarterback. I thought he did a great job. I certainly was very, very happy to get to see him play and what he gave to this team, and very, very proud Josh McCown was our quarterback. And unfortunately, that time is over for now. I wish that he could keep doing it because I thought he was very, very good at what he did. Robert in Phoenix, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for my call. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I am just amazed by the press conference right now. I got a few comments, so bear with me, please. I've been a Browns fan for 30 years, born and raised here in Arizona. How I became a Browns fan was just falling in love with that orange helmet. But let me make a comment here. Mike Pettine, I can't believe what I'm hearing out of this guy. You know, I didn't follow Johnny Manziel in college. Didn't know much about him until he came over to Cleveland. I was impressed with some of the playing skills and the whole nine. But you know, you got Johnny haters and you got Manziel mafia out here, and you know they're two different people. But when you're really a Manziel hater, you're going to be firm on that. Hey, if you don't like the guy, you don't like the guy. I really feel Mike Pettine doesn't like the guy, and you know there's no plays built around him. He has no weapons around him. I truly believe he can be something in the NFL. I really do. If he had the cooperation of the staff, I'm just amazed that, you know, he's not going to start. I mean, he has, you know, second most experience on the team. You guys mentioned that you guys want more Josh McCown. We need about, you know, 22 of those guys on our team in order to succeed. You know, the caller before me mentioned that, you know, Mike Pettine's making a stand on, you know, teaching these guys a lesson. No, he's not. In my opinion, he's just picking on Manziel. He truly does not like him at all. You know, Manziel went on 5 weeks saying, hey, I'm not going to embarrass the organization. Well, you know, he told that to Mike Pettine, obviously, and the rest of them. But you know what? It's just a sign of disrespect. They do not respect one another. I really don't believe they do. I do have a message for Cleveland, Berea, all you guys. All this madness needs to stop in regards to why our team continues to lose. You have to understand Jimmy is an owner. He's a business guy. He's a billionaire. And this team, even though we're losing, is making a lot of money, and he sees that, and he's okay with that. But it all depends on us fans. Us fans support the team, financially especially. If we just stop buying the merchandise, we stop going to the home games, I guarantee they're going to finally wake up and be like, look, you know, we're not hitting all these goals anymore, but we need to stand up. You know, one more comment, please. My son is 10 years old. We live out here in Arizona. Obviously, Arizona's on fire right now with the Cardinals. He gets picked on every freaking week about his team. It needs to stop. It needs to stop, guys. And I appreciate your guys' time.
You got it, man. Thank you very much. A lot of passion. A lot of people want to see the team win. I can't say for Jimmy Haslam, making money is not why he is here. It's obviously a part of it, but he's here to win, and that's very much so what he wants to do. That is his sole mission. So hopefully he is able to accomplish that sooner rather than later for all of us. All right, Mike Sando from ESPN right after this on CBD.